The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak, because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Job was in agony. His life, painful, difficult. And he cried out, "How could God do this to me?" We've all met people experiencing a Job moment in their life. Perhaps we ourselves have experienced a Job moment. A good friend of mine, Jim, lives in Chicago, and there was a snowfall. He should have lived in Tucson. And he was out cleaning the driveway in front of his house. A woman came driving along, lost control of the car, and went up on the curb and right into him. He is now paraplegic. He was so angry at God, so hurt. How could God let this happen to me? His wife left him. Another agonizing moment. Perhaps we've met people who have experienced Job moments, or perhaps we ourselves have experienced something in our life that has made us wonder, how could God let this happen to me or to my family? You know, the gospel helps us to see that God does not will evil, but God is there with us in moments of pain and hurt and loss. So we see in the gospel Christ attending to the mother-in-law of Peter, who was with fever. We see Christ receiving all those who came to the door, seeking healing, seeking comfort, seeking care. Our God is not a God who wills evil, but a God who stands with us in moments of pain and struggle and difficulty. So where did it happen for you? When did you become aware? When were your eyes opened? And you could see where love was needed, and respond. Dorothy May Day, the great social activist, says, "I know exactly when it happened for me. I was walking down by the pier one day," she says, "and I saw a man sitting there all by himself. In front of him, he had placed a wooden box on which he had placed some newspapers. And on that he put his meager supper. And there he sat, with some semblance of dignity, eating that meager meal. And she says, "And I became determined to do something for people who were hurting, who were experiencing pain, loss, anxiety." And she lived her whole life serving others. Where did it happen for you? When were your eyes opened? You know, we are called to live as Christ lived, to be the compassion of Christ, to be the healing hands of Christ. In order to do that, we have to be able to see where love is needed and to respond, to be able to hear the cry of the poor, to be able to experience the suffering that people have in their life, and to be attentive and responsive to them, even as Christ in the gospel opened his arms to receive all those who pressed in on him, seeking comfort and consolation. Our readings today remind us that our God is not a God far from us, uninterested in us, indifferent to us, willing evil among us, but our God is one among us who knows our suffering, who knows our loss, who knows our pain, and is there with us, always with us.